call it, it's in a basket.
Okay. And what do nails come in? Like a barrel, but smaller.
Okay.
And what runs around a barrel to keep the wood or the staves in place?
That's called a rein.
That's
a hook. Hooks, you know, hook okay. around the bear.
Okay. And what do you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquor from spilling out?
A screw top.
Okay. And what if it were made out of that soft material? You know, that you kind of squeeze in? What is it made out of? You know, the kind you stick down inside of it.
Cork stopper.
Okay. And what do you drive nails with?
With a hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Or a tong.
And what about if you have a buggy and you put him in between two of them? What are they called?
Bugger shade.
And the steel outside part of a wagon wheel is
the rim.
And what are the other parts of a wheel? You know, if you have to work on them in a wagon, you see they're right in the very middle. There's the
hub
and the parts that go out.
Spokes.
Okay. Is there anything else in there?
No, nothing but that hub and the cap and the spokes.
Okay. What about a felly? You ever heard the word felly?
No.
You don't use that. Okay. What is that thing that when a horse is hitched to a wagon, a bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Oh, that is saying a tree.
If there are two of them?
Called double tree.
Now, what about if you have two horses and each of them have a single tree? Is there something that those two are fastened to?
Tongue. Well, the pool tongue. See, they have a long old thing across there, and the symmetry, the distant symmetry with that.
Okay.
And their tongues in the middle of them.
Okay.
Oh, that's a wagon tongue.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called an evener or a spreader? No. Okay. If a man had a load of wood on his wagon, he's driving along, what would you say he's doing? He's
hauling a load of wood.
Okay. And when you break the ground in the spring, what do you say you're doing?
Getting ready to plant, cultivating.
Okay. Or the thing that you use as a...
Oh, I would call that a dumb long back there, the Dixies.
Yeah. What was the very first one that you'd use? Maybe you'd have one knee or two and you'd hold it this way.
Called a Dixie. Two horsepower.
Oh, how's that?
Two horsepower.
Okay. Any other different kinds of plows?
Yeah, they some the brick land. They got some single plows and got some two horse plows.
Yeah.
And get ready when they plant. Well, they got some Hayman plows and some droppers.
How are they?
Some Hayman plows and some droppers. See, the dropper, as you lay off the road, hit the one plant the seed. But you got to break up the land
first
and get it right before you plant.
Well, now, do you use horses or mules now, or do you use tractors?
Well, I use tractors now. All the mules by gone.
You don't even have a mule now.
No, ma'am. I don't know when I seen them.
Is there a
That's right.
Nobody has a mule.
No, you don't see nothing but horses. These folk got them, what got these big cow pastures, what they ride around. Chicken on the cows.
Uh-huh. In other words, they're just to ride on. They're not work horses.
No work horses.
But you gave up last of all.
That's right.
When did you have your last meal?
About 12 or 13 years ago. Maybe 12 or 13 years ago. Maybe more than that.
Well, it just occurred to me that I haven't seen any riding along the
But he kept his mules. He fought with him about longer than anybody.
Yeah. I got shame.